You're listening to Archer Radio.
Severe and unseasonable weather that just keeps getting worse in many parts of the country now. A cold blast sent temperatures well below zero in the Rockies and Northern Plains, and a major winter storm is now moving eastward from the Ohio Valley, dumping snow and freezing rain from Kentucky all the way to New England. So where is this extreme weather coming from so early in the season? Here's ABC's David Muir.
The storm swept across the Midwest today and swept drivers off the road with it. From St. Louis, Missouri to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, there were dozens of accidents as many people left work early trying to beat the storm. There was nearly a foot of snow in some parts of Missouri. Temperatures in parts of Kansas and Kentucky hovered around the freezing mark, bringing a dangerous mix of sleet, freezing rain, and snow. At least three people were killed on the roads in Kansas, including a mother and her four-year-old daughter near Edgerton. And as far south as central Texas, schools were closed because of icy roads. This morning, a tractor trailer crashed on an icy interstate, bursting into flames. Now, the system is expected to dump nearly a half foot of snow in the Chicago area tonight.
I can't deal with the cold. I can't put on enough layers for the cold.
Those cold temperatures will now move eastward and combine with another powerful system carrying moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, spelling even more trouble for the Northeast.
The end result will be more snowfall than what any portion of the Midwest or Plains has seen thus far once we get on into the Northeast on our Friday.
Parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and New England could see nearly a foot of snow. Why so cold and so snowy so early? Forecasters point to a strong area of high pressure anchored over the Gulf of Alaska. The wind flow around it is powerful enough to dislodge some very Arctic air.
It breaks loose and comes down east of the Continental Divide. That's been sprawling over the past 24 to 48 hours. Now we're talking about bringing moisture in from the subtropics.
And that moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will be part of the 1-2 punch that hits the mid-Atlantic and northeastern regions overnight tonight into tomorrow morning. Forecasters say expect a very ugly commute come tomorrow morning. But if there is good news regarding this storm, it's that it's fast moving. It will be completely out to sea by midday tomorrow, Bob.
That would be good news. Thank you, David. David Muir tonight.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Thursday, December 8th, 2005. And you just heard a clip from the news that was talking about the wintry weather that's blanketing the nation. And I am actually anticipating, as the name of the show is Anticipation, I am anticipating the weather that is coming our way. Right now, it's 7:30 on Thursday evening, and as you heard on the news, they're expecting, excuse me, a big winter storm coming our way in the mid-Atlantic states. Of course, probably by the time you're hearing this, you've already seen on the news how much how much snow has been dropped from the system and what's going on with the weather, but, what was I going to say? Oh, well, all day today, and actually for the past couple days, every news report has been talking about the weather that's coming our way, and they keep changing the forecast. I've seen anywhere from just sleet and freezing rain to 6 to 9 inches of snow. And as of the 6 o'clock hour, the local news was still saying that they're not sure exactly how the front is going to form and when the snow is going to start and how much we're going to get and all of that. So it's this whole waiting and anticipating, and when's it going to happen, and how much are we going to get, and am I going to get out of work tomorrow, or what? It's just, I just hate that, because you constantly, like every time I go out to have a smoke, I'm looking at the sky and saying, have the clouds moved in yet? Has the snow started? And of course, no, it hasn't. The scenario that I'm actually hoping for, because it's going to fuck up the weekend if it's really bad, but the scenario I'm hoping for is that the snow doesn't start until about 9 o'clock this evening, and it snows solidly all night, hopefully no sleet and freezing rain. However, sleet and freezing rain would definitely get me out of work tomorrow, because they never have school when it's sleet and freezing rain, because that's too dangerous for the buses to drive in. But anyway, I'm kind of hoping for the 4 to 6 inch range of snow. That's enough to get us out of school for the day. But then they say it's going to be all out of here and we'll have sunshine by the afternoon. And I hope that enough people get out and drive on the roads that by in the afternoon, the boyfriend can come over and have a wonderful weekend with me. So that's what I'm hoping for. I don't know how loud that music is, but when listening to the Old Navy Holiday Classics CD, that's always going to put me in the mood. I just don't know how loud it is. I hope it's not too loud when you're listening to this. And I hope my voice isn't too loud because I'm using a new cord from my mixer to the computer tonight, so I don't know how it's going to go. So anyway, the anticipation of the weather is what I am dealing with tonight. It's freezing. There's a very, very slight breeze. It smells like snow. You know how it... excuse me. excuse me. Oh, my goodness, my throat. Gosh, I hope I'm not getting sick. But you know how when you go outside on a really cold winter day and the anticipation, or not the anticipation, you know that there's going to be some winter weather coming and it smells like snow in the air. You know that smell? Well, that's what I've been smelling since I got home from school today. That smell in the air of snow. So I'm really hoping that we get some snow. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Moving right along, I posted a video yesterday. And let me tell you about this whole video fiasco. I still haven't gotten a new camera, and nor have I figured out what's wrong with the old camera. But then again, I haven't really had time to figure out what's wrong with the old camera. So I hooked up the iSight to the computer. And, you know, there's two ways you can record a video. You can do it through QuickTime, because I have QuickTime Pro, and it will record it exactly the size you need for the iPod. Or you can use the iSight camera through iMovie and record it that way. Well, I already knew that I could do it through iMovie, so I was trying to figure out how to do it through QuickTime, which I did figure out. But the only problem with doing it through QuickTime Pro is that you can't add, well, as far as I know, I haven't fooled with it enough, but you can't add like music to it. You can't add text or, you know, credits or anything, and you can't add artwork to the beginning of the podcast, I mean the video cast, because as I mentioned in the video, Mike Hipp had sent me some new album art, and I was going to include it at the beginning, but once I recorded the video, I went back and tried to do all this editing stuff, and you really can't do that, at least as far as I was able to figure out in QuickTime Pro. So I think until I get my new camera, I'm going to have to use iMovie and record the video in that, but it just didn't look right when I was doing it, when I was playing with it, so I stuck to the QuickTime Pro. But I want to be able to add, little captions and credits and the website information, all that stuff on the video, but I can't do that in QuickTime Pro. So that's something I am working with, or trying to work out. So yeah, and then of course, I'm listening to my podcast today. I was listening to The Little Fatty Cast, and you know how much I love The Little Fatty Cast. Love the Larry Vader. And I really like how his show has evolved, because now he's become, he's like the main host, and then he has all these different people who are co-hosting with him. And of course, there's Big Fatty, who we love, and I believe it's Chris from The Other O Show, I think it is. I'm not really as familiar with him. But I love the Big Fatty, and I keep wanting to call him Little Larry, but it's Larry Vader. Anyway, I was listening to his show today. Well, I should backtrack a little bit. Yesterday, I was listening to Feast of Fools, because I have gotten back to listening to their show. And they had Eric Hyman on there, who Larry of the Little Fatty Cast had on his show a while ago, and he actually came to Larry's house and did a little concert. Eric Hyman is a singer who, I guess he's an out singer. Anyway, so on the show that Feast of Fools, Fausto talked about Larry from the Little Fatty Cast and mentioned that Eric Hyman had been on his show. So I don't think Larry was aware of that, so I went to his website and left him a little message saying, you know, I'm sure you were very happy to get your shout out on Feast of Fools today. Because he's in love with Fausto and the Feast of Fools, so I just had to make him aware of that. I guess he's not listening to the Feast of Fools as much anymore. Anyway, so and then today I was listening to Larry at the Little Fatty Cast, and he had a little shout out for me. And you know, conceited or self-absorbed I am. I love when I get a mention on someone else's show. So, and I have done this before where I have put clips in my show of them, of other people talking about me. So, of course, what did I do? I captured the clip where Larry is giving me a shout out. So, take a few seconds here and listen to Larry giving me a shout out. So it's only like 15 seconds long, so listen to this.
Oh, by the way, I want to say a special thanks to Archer from archerradio.com for giving for letting me know about the Feast of Fools, since I just don't have time to listen to it every day. Archer does though, and did say that Mr. Hyman mentioned or that he mentioned us on today's show.
So that was the shout out from Larry, and Larry, I appreciate that. You know how much I loved hearing myself on myself talked about on other people's shows. Anyway, thanks, Larry, and you know I'm going to keep listening because I love your show. Now, in the past couple days, I've gotten a whole bunch of email and a whole bunch of comments on the website, so I thought I would do some listener email and listener comments. And, gosh, I really don't know how loud this music is. I hope it's not too loud. Anyway, starting out with an email I got from Paul. I believe he even lives in my area because he talked about the snow we're getting. On, I think it was Wednesday's show, I talked about the podcast being the word of the year, and I talked about other words that were mentioned, like the word life hacker. Well, he sent the boyfriend and I an email saying, and I quote, FYI about life hacker. It's a new term to me. I found this blog searching. Good luck on getting together Friday night. Sounds like we are getting a lot of snow. Yeah, I'm not so sure the snow is going to materialize as much as we had hoped, Paul. But anyway, thank you for the link. He sent me a link to this blog that's called lifehacker.com. So you can check it out if you want to. And I appreciate the email from Paul letting me know about the site called Life Hacker. And then in terms of comments on the website, because I know not everybody goes to the website to leave comments, but I just got this comment yesterday from Brian in Tampa, Florida, and he commented on the Peter interview. Remember our one of our favorite listeners, Peter? Well, I'm going to read this because I know not everybody goes to the website, and he says, Archer, I just wanted to drop you a note and say that I really enjoyed the interview with Peter. Have actually enjoyed all the interviews I have heard on your show, but just to have to single out this one because German men are so hot. I guess, Peter, you should take that as a compliment. That's me. He goes on to say, I had the pleasure of meeting the Berlin Gay Men's Chorus several years ago when I was a member of the Jacksonville, Florida Gay Men's Chorus. They came to the USA to tour and perform with us in our spring concert. They spent a week in Jacksonville, and as I was one of the members who hosted them, we showed them around town, took them out to dinner, and even took them shopping for toothpaste and shampoo. There were 18 of them, including two women, and most of them didn't speak or understand very much English at all. They were all very nice people, and my friends and I enjoyed being there to help them make their stay here a positive one. I actually stayed in touch with one of them for a little time after they returned to Germany. I lost touch with him, but he will always have a special place in my heart. In spite of the language barrier, communication was not a problem. Anyway, I just thought I would share that little story with you. You may share it if you like. That's all for now. Your faithful listener, Brian, in Tampa, Florida. Well, Brian, I just did share it, and thank you so much for that comment. I appreciate that. It sounds like you did have a really good time with the German Berlin Gay Men's Chorus. That's cool. So thank you for the comment. And then on the same post about the interview with Peter, Mike Perry from Squamish, British Columbia said, welcome back, most faithful listener. I think he's talking to Peter there. So thank you for those comments on the show interview with Peter. Then I got a couple of comments on the Tree Fiasco show, and excuse me, the first one was from John Ong, and he says, you know, John Ong from Online Podcast, he says, oh no, I'm sorry about the Tree Fiasco. I have a podcast of our tree purchased today too. we'll have a video soon. Well, I listened to that show, John, and it was cool hearing you and your partner Bruce go buying a tree. That was really cool. And I didn't pick up on that you were sick, but you were obviously sick, and I hope you're feeling better, because I heard on today's show that you were sick again and you were going back to work, so I hope by now you're feeling better. And then I got a, on the same post, the tree fiasco post, I got a comment from Tigger, and he says, "You know, Archer, it just wouldn't be the holidays without little fiascos such as the one you described. It's all part of the season, I guess." And then, thank you, Tigger, and special delivery Mark of the Special Delivery Podcast. He wrote, "The tree you stressed out, you stressed out and cut 4 inches off of will most likely be a great tree. It will probably stay green for quite a while after having the old dead wood, dried wood taken off the bottom. Good job, Archer." Thank you, Mark. The tree is looking beautiful, by the way, at the boyfriend's house. We decorated it, as you heard, and it's absolutely beautiful. So thank you for those comments on the tree fiasco from Special Delivery Mark, Tigger in L.A., and John Ong of the Online Podcast. And then of my next show called Memories, I got a quite a long comment from Tigger, and this is what it said. "It is so interesting to hear your memories of Christmas. Having lived in California my entire life, I have never seen nor witnessed a white Christmas. Green Christmas has always been my standard." Let me turn this music down just a little bit. "As I listened to your podcast today, it was a balmy 78 degrees Fahrenheit, blue sky with plenty of sunshine. It seems so strange to think of it snowing at Christmas time. We are lucky even to get a day of rain in December. As a kid, I knew Christmas was coming when I observed holiday decorations around town, all with scenes trying to simulate snow. Windows are painted to look like frost. Some residents coat their lawns with artificial snow. Out here in Southern California, we also have a cavalcade of Xmas lights on just about everything. You know, Christmas is coming soon when all you see is little white lights on everything. The newest thing now are those large lawn blown-up figurines with auto air pumps. Some are just plain hideous. I had never heard the inside-out pajama snow myth before. Very strange, Archer." Thank you, Tigger. That was a good comment. And actually, the one part that I found interesting was when you said about those large blown-up figures on lawns. And actually, I've seen a lot of those lately because they have those. It looks kind of like a snow globe where it's clear, but then they have all these blown-up figures inside the globe. And supposedly, there's supposed to be snow floating around, but all the snow has fallen to the bottom. I've seen like probably 4 or 5 of those in the neighborhood, so I know exactly what you're talking about there. So thanks again for that long comment, Tigger. I appreciate it. And then we had a comment from Bert, who's in Portland, Oregon, and Bert says, "Ah, I'm jealous of your snow. We had a threat of snow last week, but none fell. There's just something about it that helps get one into the holiday spirit. Enjoy, Archer. Love the music you had today." Thank you, Bert. I know we are definitely enjoying the prelude to winter with this snow. We usually don't get, because this is the second time this week, we usually don't get this much snow in December. It usually hits us in January and February, but we are definitely enjoying the winter weather because it's not that bad, actually. So, and then my final listener comment was posted just today about the video that I posted. Well, today being Thursday, and you're going to listen to this on Friday. But Ekalb, I think that's how you say it, Ekalb posted now I sound like John Ong. Anyway, sorry about the burp. Ekalb posted a comment on today's video blog entry, and he says, "Enjoy your podcast. I thought I would make a suggestion about your concern at looking at the computer screen instead of the eyesight. I found that if I minimize the camera display, I do not check out the screen as much. Of course, I always find something else to stare at on the screen anyway." Thank you, Ekalb. That is such a great idea because, you know, if that window wasn't there, I probably wouldn't be staring at it. And it hadn't even occurred to me that if I closed that window, I wouldn't be staring at the screen. So thank you for that observation. And by the way, for those of you who do go to the website, go to the comment section of the video blog 4 entry and click on Ekalb's homepage link, and it takes you to his Flickr account, and he's got a ton of pictures in there. And I took some time this afternoon and went through and looked at all his pictures. And he's got some beautiful architecture pictures. I love them. So, Ekalb, you are an amazing photographer. I love your pictures. As you know, photography is one of my hobbies. So, you know, I really enjoyed your photographs. And I encourage everybody else to go there, too. So, that's all the comments and emails we got that I wanted to mention this week. Because, you know, just like me, just like I like to listen to, you know, other people talk about me on their shows, I'm sure people who leave comments and send me emails love to hear their emails on the show. So I hope you all enjoyed that, because I like sharing. You know, I'm a giver. Anyway, the last thing I want to talk about was this upcoming weekend and what the boyfriend and I have planned to do if the weather all cooperates. If the snow cooperates, the boyfriend will be coming to my house tonight, this being Friday night, and we are going to decorate my tree, because as you heard earlier in the week, I put up my tree and put all the lights on it, and it's all ready to go. And we're going to just spend the evening at my house decorating the tree, having some wine. I'm not sure about dinner. I'll have to ask him about dinner. But so we're planning to decorate my tree. And then on Saturday, we are actually going to... We are going to the cathedral for an afternoon... cathedral concert, holiday concert, and that's on Saturday. And I really don't know what we're doing the rest of the weekend, so I know we have some plans, but I just don't know what they are. Those are the two things that I know of that are the on the schedule, most definitely. So I'm sure, well, maybe I'll go shopping and buy a camera this weekend, a video camera. I don't know, we'll see. But before the boyfriend gets here tomorrow, I'm hoping to clean my house and actually, there I go again, actually, I hope to wrap his presents, because I have them sitting here in the den on the floor, and I need to wrap them before he gets here so that, you know, of course, they're hidden, and I don't want him to, you know, figure out what he's getting. Oh, that reminded me, I was talking to Homer on the phone. Homer is one of my blog buddies. You've heard him on the show twice before, and he leaves comments and stuff, but anyway... Homer and I were talking about, well, he was asking me what I was doing, and I said, well, I was just getting my the presents out for the boyfriend, because I was planning on wrapping them. And he asked me what I got him, and I told him all the different items that I bought for the boyfriend. He said, oh my God, I wish you were my boyfriend. So he must think I got him some nice gifts. I just think they're average. We'll see how the boyfriend reacts when I give them to him. Anyway, so that's the plans for the weekend. And you know what I forgot to do again? I forgot to give you the comment line. It's 206-600-4763. Call and leave a comment. Or go to the website and leave a comment. And of course, you can send me an email. Because that's... I actually wasn't even sure that I was going to get a show out today for Friday. But I have a feeling that I'm going to be going to work late tomorrow or not at all. So I thought I can stay up a little later and do the editing of this and put it out. So, you were lucky you got a Friday show. And I'm looking forward to Corky Mignola's Friday show with his husband, Duncan. That's my favorite show. Corky, if you're listening to this, I love your Friday shows. You know, keep them coming. And actually, I think you should have Duncan on your show all the time, just the two of you talking, because I love it. Anyway... Okay, well, I was trying to, you know, this happens every time. I was going to wrap this up, but I just forget, you know, and just keep talking. So that's the show for today. I'm going to put links in the show notes for The Little Fatty Cast, John Ong. I might even put Ekalb's Flickr page, because I really liked his photos. And I think that's all the clips, all the links I'm going to put in there. Ooh, I forgot to talk about one more thing. Okay, you know I've been talking about my artwork on eBay. Well, the first pieces of artwork that my friend Bob put up there, the auctions end in about an hour and a half, so well before you're going to hear this. But yesterday, the people who are bidding, there's a tiny bit of a bidding war between two people who like my pieces of work, and There are two pieces that are up for sale, and they've gotten the bidding up to $20 a piece. So I may get more than $9 out of this. And Bob has, because he went out of town, he set it up so that a couple more of my pieces of artwork will will be automatically posted. And I think one already is up there now. And they're definitely different works than you saw the first time. So if you are at all interested in my photography of the male nude body and the artwork that I turn them into, please go to the eBay site and check out my artwork. And you'll know it's mine because it has Archer at the end of it. So and I'll definitely put a link again to that. And thank you for all those who have checked it out and even for those who maybe have bid on it. So, okay, now I'm going to end the show. Thank you for hanging in there this long, and thank you for listening. Thank you for staying subscribed. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for the email. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know I just love my listeners as much as Wanda Wisdom does. So, until next week, boys and girls, where I hope to have some audio recorded with the boyfriend, because I'm going to make him do some podcasts with me this weekend. As I said before, he owes me. So until next time, boys and girls, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Okay, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.